The legacy media is waving the white flag, or at least some of the members are. The Financial Times just published a piece that basically admits that their days of being the primary dispenser of news and information are officially over. Obviously, they're not happy about it, not in any way whatsoever, but the more honest so-called reporters among the legacy media are admitting that a new era has dawned and that their previous position as the primary disseminators of information and news has indeed come to an end. And Elon Musk, perhaps more than anyone else, is the one that appears to have driven a stake through the heart of the woke liberal media. His acquisition of Twitter, now X, turns out to have been the biggest blow imaginable, both to whatever remaining credibility that the legacy media had, which of course today is in tatters, as well as establishing X as the place for instantly breaking news. Musk recently said as much when he tweeted out, quote, "Newspapers basically just report on what they read yesterday on X. Laugh my ass off." In another post, he wrote, quote, "Just get my news from X. Much more immediate, has actual world-class subject matter experts and tons of humor." And of course, he's been relentlessly jabbing at the woke media's credibility, noting, quote, "It's hard to differentiate real press from parody. And I don't read the legacy media propaganda much anymore." Now, of course, Elon's been under the hood of late, right? Well, to change the metaphor, he's gotten a firsthand look of how the legacy media sausage is made, which he exposed in the Twitter files. For example, when the Hunter Biden laptop story first broke in October 2020, this is what passed as legacy media reporting.
Over the past few days, President Trump has highlighted a report by the New York Post about Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. There are major questions about the origins and the accuracy of that story, that the president's personal attorney was peddling Russian disinformation.
Unfounded claims about Vice President Biden's son, Hunter.
Unverified story about Hunter Biden.
Adam Schiff suggested the claims are Russian disinformation.
Disinformation. Intelligence agencies warned the White House that Russian intelligence used Rudy Giuliani as a vessel to undermine the Biden campaign. Republicans vowed to subpoena the CEO of Twitter for blocking a politically charged and uncorroborated story in the New York Post. It involved Hunter Biden, son of presidential candidate Joe Biden, and his business dealings in Ukraine.
You know, it's this article of dubious sourcing that's been disproved by lots and lots of reputable news organizations. This story is suspect. Couldn't have two more dubious sources, I think, on any story. They put up this story about this hard drive, and it had a really wacky story about how it got to the... Anyway, I'm not going to go into the details of it because I found it hard to believe. The whole thing blew up, and it was used, you know, it took a sort of a pretty shoddy story and then made it into this cause célèbre for the right wing about censorship, which has been one of their things they talk about without a whole lot of proof.
That, my friends, is the very definition of fake news. I mean, what you just saw right there, or heard by way of podcast, was pro-deep state propaganda. Literally, every word was comprised of lies and deceit. We now know that the FBI knew the Hunter Biden laptop was authentic back then, and yet they deliberately fabricated the story of Russian disinformation, and the legacy media, being the faithful lapdogs of state-sponsored propaganda, peddled that fabrication. And they're not fooling anyone anymore. And most especially Elon Musk. And now even the legacy media is admitting it. They're admitting that a new era has dawned that has largely sidelined the woke activists disguised as journalists. I'm going to show you exactly how. You're going to love this. But first, gang, a true patriot needs our help. You may have heard how they're coming after Mike Lindell like never before, weaponizing the law against him, corporations canceling him. He's being financially debanked by credit companies, all for fighting for election integrity. Make sure to click on that link below and show your support for the one and only Mike Lindell by treating yourself to one of Mike's brand new pillows. He's done the impossible, gang. Mike has taken what was already one of the most comfortable pillows in the market, and he's made it even better with Mike's new cooling fabric technology combined with his original MyPillow fill. This is truly the most comfortable pillow out there. It's always cool to the touch and provides some of the best neck support I've ever experienced in a pillow, leading to some pretty incredible sleep. For a limited time, Mike's providing over $150 off his new MyPillow if you use code Turley. That's right, MyPillow.com/Turley will get you massive savings on a set of four MyPillow 2.0s. Mike's a true patriot. He's a friend of the show. He's a bona fide American entrepreneur. It's really a great product, so don't wait. Mike told me these pillows are selling like hotcakes, and this offer will not last forever. So click on my description below. Use code Turley to get your MyPillow 2.0 today. You see, what makes Elon Musk and his takeover of Twitter so huge for civilizational renewal is that X, the Twitter platform, as is the case with social media in general, these networks together all provide the meta platform whereby information can be radically decentralized. Information's effectively decentralized away from monopolistic institutional control like the legacy media, and now it's available to everyone. Everyone through digital networks. So today, everyone with a cell phone is a cameraman. Everyone with a social media platform is a pundit. And so what this means for the integrity of the legacy media is that we, the people in an information age, we now have the power to fact check the legacy media. We're now armed with the information needed to fact check the self-anointed fact checkers. And so this loops around. The more we're armed with more information via the network society, the more we can fact check the fact checkers. And the more we find out how much they're lying to us, how much they push narrative rather than news, the more our trust in the legacy media erodes. And so it's a self-enforcing loop. And that's why the legacy media is going the way of the Jurassic Age. And it's inevitable. There's nothing they can do about it. As long as they portend to be above reproach in their reporting. In other words, as long as they ignore the fact that we have just as much access to information as they do and can therefore fact check their purported facts, the trust level will continue to implode. And so with mass information and the platform provided by Elon Musk's Twitter, an independent and alternative media world really is rising and rising exponentially. And again, the legacy media is admitting this. Their days of dominance are over. So well done to Elon. Keep up the amazing work. Are you ready to join the resistance? Because I'm leading a group of dedicated, courageous patriots who can lead a spearhead into the heart of the secular globalist establishment. We punish Bud Light and Target, driven CNN and the legacy media to near bankruptcy, forced BlackRock to backtrack on ESG, and now we're seeing our conservative-dominated Supreme Court ending affirmative action and protecting religious liberty. In my Insiders Club, I show you concrete steps to take locally and online that will only keep this mass uprising going until the battle is won. Don't wait. Click the link in my description below and join my Courageous Patriots Insiders Club today.